I think I've just had a complete eureka moment.
Oh, good.
Richard, I'm just going to introduce you again in case anyone's listening to this for the first time. You're the chief chemist here at Haygates, and I think I finally understood the role of amylase. So if I can get this right, when we as bakers, we add the water in, we're hydrating the starch. The hydration of the starch allows these little tiny amylase proteins that are enzymes to break their way into the starch. And there's two different proteins, one that goes at either at which end. And they break that starch down into sugars. And it is the sugar that the yeast can get at, not the starch, which means that the yeast gets fed as well.
That's true. It's not so much hydration of the starch, it's having the water present so that the enzyme can have its chemical effect. So no enzyme action will happen unless there's water present.
Does that enzyme need oxygen?
Some enzymes do and some don't. Amylase doesn't, but there are other enzymes that will require oxygen to be present.
So here's
and
a
called oxidases.
And what do the oxidases do?
Oxidases are oxidising whatever they're having the action on. And there are reductases, which are having a reducing action, in the same way that acids might have a reducing action. So there's all sorts of complex enzymic reactions that can occur. The ones that do occur are the ones important to your process and the conditions under which it's happening. So we, for bread making, we look at amylases, alpha amylase, because we know it's important for the production of the sugars for the yeast.
So I have another question. There are thousands of people on the internet who swear that you should be using cool boiled water to refresh your sourdough starter with. Now for me, cool boiled water has, as it's boiled, has had all of the oxygen molecules, the free ones, not the ones that are attached to the H2O, the hydrogen hangs onto it and gives it, you know, won't let it go. Effectively, that water, when it's left to sit, is biologically almost dead. It's got no oxygen in there.
Yes,
if you were to drop a fish in there, the fish would die. It would just starve of oxygen. So let me ask you this. A lot of the people who say use cool boiled water in their sourdough find that it's completely retarded. And it's something I've discovered that it really doesn't help in the bacterial reproduction or the yeast reproduction either. You can see that it's slightly sourer and less bubbly if you use cool boiled water.
Yeast particularly needs to be aerobic and must have the oxygen present. And there are other reactions going on which have to have oxygen present. And we talk about this oxidation of the gluten. That doesn't necessarily mean it's molecular oxygen that's causing that to happen. It's the reactions that are occurring are oxidation reactions. So you're toughening the gluten because of that. But of course, there's a lot of other things going on which do require oxygen to be present. It's important.
So what would you say to somebody who is advising to use cool boiled water that's sat on the side?
Well, they need to get their oxygen in from somewhere else, including air or whatever other means they've got. So if you're doing it in ambient conditions, you'll normally have enough inclusion of air for the oxygen to be sufficient. But it would certainly help to have some in the water too, I would have thought.
So that explains why dough is retarded when you're using cold boiled water?
It would be one plausible explanation, yes. If you're not getting the oxygen from anywhere else, then yes, it would be a bit dead.
So as a sourdough baker, one of the things I advise people to do when they first mix up their water and their sourdough starter is to give it a really good whisk with their hands or with a whisk.
Yes, well, you're including air. That's a very good idea.
Excellent. Well, there's logic to it somewhere.
Yes. Exactly so.
Richard, thank you. That has just had a complete light bulb moment. It was eureka, the amylase. I understand it.
Amylase is
amylase.
Very important enzyme. Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you.